Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 24th day of April 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to attempt to cover all of this vital and important breaking news today here in the next 3 hours. Lindsey Williams hadn't been on in about 6 months, and he said 2 years ago that the real crisis would flare up in Asia before they move the fleet. I wanted to get an update from him on what's happening in the world. He'll be on in the third hour. I know that is exciting for some and horrifying for others, but Lindsey's always interesting and informative, and he'll be joining us. Also, Dan Budondi, Infowars.com, East Coast reporter, privately and now publicly known as the Kraken. I said Monday, John Bowne walks up and says, "Do we release the Kraken?" That's our nickname for him, and I said, "Yes, release the Kraken." That was at like 3 o'clock right after the bombing happened, because he's in Rhode Island right outside Boston. So, I mean, that is very interesting. And look right here. If you're a TV viewer, Don Salazar is doing an article on this right now for Infowars.com. We all saw this on the high-def television. And these are screenshots off that. We're going to grab the actual video. That two bald-headed men came over during the last press conference and got in his face and told him that he better watch it. And other things, and were threatening. And Budondi said, "You know, I know the government's a bunch of murderers, and you'll be brought to justice. I'm not afraid of you," and pointed his finger back at him. Plus, they didn't know what to do. He had a bald head as well. It's like, oh, you've got bald heads? I've got a big bald head. In fact, it's three times the size of Telly Savalas's. And what are you going to do? There's few people have bigger heads than even me. And Dan Budondi is definitely has. No, I mean that lovingly. I mean, I got a big head, too. But Budondi, it kind of freaked out the Secret Service because his head was bigger than theirs. And, you know, I mean, they bugged their eyes out. They got in his face. But here's the deal. Viewers pointed out that this is Obama's personal top Secret Service guys always seen with him. And sure enough, we have these Secret Service guys with Obama. Document cam, please. We have them with Obama. And it's definitely the same guy. Absolutely, chrome dome and all, right there. So this Obama sent the Secret Service to try to stop Dan Budondi, and, of course, it failed. It, of course, completely and totally failed because Dan Budondi's bald head is bigger than theirs. Again, that's what it comes to. Look at the size of that head. It's got its own weather systems. All right, I'm sorry. I promise to be in a good mood today because I was basically in a controlled rage all yesterday. That is not an act, by the way. I have decided to be more friendly. And I have decided to be nicer. And I've decided to be nice. By the way, Jakari Jackson is in the control room right now. He ran over here. Are you jealous that Dan Budondi has a bigger bald head than you, Jakari? Then put him on air. Are you a little bit jealous right now?
I'm not jealous that Dan Budondi has a... Actually, I think my head is bigger than Dan's.
Pot! That's ridiculous. Preposterous.
His is more bald because Dan shaves with razors. I shave with clippers.
You know what? I bet next time he's in town, we will have a contest on air. We will measure... $500 prize. We will measure circumferences of the cranium.
If you want to give a $500 prize with the biggest head...
Yes.
Can we get a tape? Let's just do this right now. Who has the biggest?
No. You and Budondi.
My head is bigger than me.
My head's bigger than yours, buddy. What are you talking? I got a bigger pumpkin than you.
Yeah.
All right, Jakari.
That's not why I came over here. I had some other business.
You're a little bit jealous right now. Look, it's all right.
Okay.
It's all right. Okay. All right, I understand. All right. By the way, the AP and others are trying to imply that I'm basically involved with the bombers now. Well, so we're going to cover it all. And they had to blame the Tea Party one way or the other, huh? We'll be right back.
Start life over. Spend more quality time with your family. Take more vacations. Own your own business. Be healthy and earn the kind of income you've always dreamed of. Is it possible? Yes, with Youngevity. To learn more, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com. Then pre-register for the Spring Youngevity Convention, May 2nd through 4th in Las Vegas, Nevada. And guess who will be there?
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. I prescribe the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll be there.
Hi, this is Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, and I'm taking the Healthy Body Challenge, and I will be there.
Hi, I'm Dr. Peter Glidden. I'm doing the Healthy Body Challenge, and I'll see you at the Youngevity Conference in May.
Take the Healthy Body Challenge, and don't miss the Youngevity Convention in Las Vegas, Nevada, May 2nd through 4th. For more information, go to InfoWarsTeam.com. InfoWarsTeam.com. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What do you do when your propane runs out and you don't have a large amount of wood for cooking? That's when you need a Grover Rocket Stove from StockStorage.com. The Grover Rocket Stove starts easily with any combustible material, like junk mail, small twigs, leaves, weeds, or dry sagebrush. Then just add a small amount of kindling wood and you'll be cooking entire meals in minutes. Grover Rocket Stoves are made right here in the USA and are built to last a lifetime using heavy-duty, thick-gauge steel and are painted with high-temp paint to withstand heat. Go to StockStorage.com and see three great Grover Rocket Stoves, stainless steel, heavy-duty, or our original Grover Rocket Stove for only $135 and get free shipping to the lower 48. For phone orders, call 801-361-6984 or go to StockStorage.com. That's 801-361-6984 or StockStorage.com. The original Grover Rocket Stove minimal wood-use cooking stoves, available exclusively from StockStorage.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Wednesday, the 24th day. Wednesday, the 24th day of April, 2013. I am your host, Alex Jones, and we are going to be live here, Lord willing, for the next 3 hours. Okay, folks, where to start here? A lot of developments in the whole Boston bombing situation, pointing towards more government involvement. At multi-faceted levels, as I was just saying. We also have big economic developments. We have big developments in the Ryerson case. I'm on record saying they'd probably go through two or three different patsies. That's what they tend to do whenever they've actually launched the anthrax or Ryerson attack themselves. And with Ryerson case crumbling, FBI targets new man. And then maybe the third or fourth patsy will be killed in police custody after confessing, of course, if they follow the standard stuff that they tend to do. And again, I predicted there'd be some type of bio attack on the day of the bombing, not this Monday, but last Monday, what, 9 days ago. If indeed it was a staged event, I said we would see that. We had on the show that day, actor and writer and researcher, on the broadcast, And I was talking to the author, Richard Belzer, about the fact that if there's a drill at the same time of a bombing, and if they run a bio attack now against Congress, if they have got a bunch of legislation they try to ram through, which they've now done, that puts it into the quadrant of a staged event. Plus, almost every event has been at least provocateured, and that's on record. They just hope that they call that a conspiracy theory and you don't read the New York Times admitting it or the Washington Post, where they've come out and admitted that the FBI foils its own terror plots, but usually stops them before they go through. In the case of the World Trade Center bombing in 1993, it's on record, AP, New York Times, federal courts, why they had to admit it, because their own intelligence officer, Ahmad Salam, said, you're setting us up. You're a real bomb, real detonators. Now you're going to let the bombing go forward. I'm not going to be part of killing people. And they said, well, you're going to go to jail then. So then he freaked out and clandestinely recorded them days before the bombing and after the bombing. And then he did a press conference and announced it, and that's why he got paid off $1.4 million to go back to Egypt and shut up instead of being given cement shoes. And remember that Saudi Arabian that was missing that fit one of the descriptions of the people there at the scene? He's been found in the river. Which I, again, said, I think you'll start finding some of these people in the river. The question is, was he in the river beforehand? There was a local Muslim leader saying the government was involved in provocateuring terror in Austin, and he bound his arms and legs, slit his wrist and his guts open. He'd clearly been tortured, and threw himself off the Congress bridge. And the police immediately said it was a suicide. I wonder if they would have tied up Breitbart and then slit his wrist and tortured him and then thrown him in a river. Maybe put him in a steel cage. He put himself in a cage and had a crane lower him into the river like Houdini, but he didn't get out. So we know there was a drill. They've been caught doing that, and they're desperately covering up. And now we have this. Senator Chambliss, this is WSB-TV, and you would never hear about this if it wasn't up on DrudgeReport.com. You just would never see this local news. Law enforcement agency may have had info about Boston bombing in advance. And that's why they hate Infowars.com and WorldNetDaily.com and DrudgeReport.com and a few other real independent sites, is because we'll just point at a local news story that was meant to be compartmentalized and never picked up nationally. We'll go, hey, they went all over Boston and aimed guns at people and made them come out of their houses and rough people up. This is unprecedented. See, that's you're supposed to only see it live on TV with them saying, this is a great idea. Not to hear people either just present it raw or say, is this a good idea? You're told it is a good idea. So, see, they don't have a monopoly. That's what the White House said 2 weeks ago. They don't like Drudge Report. They don't like what Drudge Report links to. Media Matters, run by the White House, pulling its hair out on a daily basis now. Saying, how dare DrudgeReport.com link to Infowars.com. That is the White House pulling their hair out angry. And by the way, we have proof, ladies and gentlemen, that the White House, let me copy Rush Limbaugh here. Oh, I always liked that, even as a teenager. I love that. I always wanted to. The reason I wanted to get into talk radio so I could go. But I'm serious. Here I am, ladies. Well, I always liked that because it's that thing. A little bit more. See, I can't actually do it first. I'll just do it more than Limbaugh. There you go. Is that impressive? I could do like an Olympic paper shaker, just like. Well, okay. Yeah, but they ought to have an. Well, they got rid of stuff like wrestling that's originally in the Greek-Roman wrestling. I mean, the first thing they did at the Olympic Games. So, yeah. Synchronized swimming and curling, so we can bring back in paper popping, paper crinkling. Look at that. That's what made him world famous. Seven-time gold winner, Alex Jones, unseating the former champion, Rush Limbaugh. Here he is going for a record paper crinkle. Ladies and gentlemen, the judges are stunned. No one has ever seen anything like this. No one. Look at that. Look at the style, the grace, the different angulations, everything he's doing. No one has ever had skills of this level. No one. Oh, my God. Oh, wait. He's stopping now. The judges. 10, 10, 10, 10, 10, 10. It's unanimous. Alex Jones for his eighth and world record gold medal paper crinkling. All right. I've decided to be in a good mood today. Ladies and gentlemen, Adan Salazar is doing an article on this right now. It'll be out in the next hour. Let me just recap the evidence before I get to this. We know there's a drill. They got caught lying about that. Now a senator's come out and said, because he has access to the intelligence, oh, it looks like they knew and did nothing. Yeah, it came out at the time they had bin Laden targeted at least five times and refused to let drones kill him. Okay, and I've interviewed the people that were running one of the major operations, Stratus Ivy. And, of course, that's Lieutenant Colonel Schaefer. We need to get him back on. That's on record. And it's the same thing. And, again, a false flag does not mean that people can't be involved, that there can't be Muslim extremists. The point is, most of the time, that's what it is. You find people, you wind them up, and then you provocateur them and basically command them as the imam, who's really an FBI asset, to carry this out. And then, oh, we're going to meet you and fly out of the country. It's going to be great. Or they're part of a drill and you set them up. We don't know. And now they've got a guy who got out of the boat, didn't look like he was bleeding. There was some blood on the boat where he reportedly climbed in. And then 5 minutes later, he's been shot in the neck and bleeding everywhere. And they have to do a tracheotomy, basically, on it. And then now, even though he can't talk, he reportedly admits he did it. Well, you got to love how that kind of justice works. No judge, no jury, no nothing. He's in there in a hospital. God only knows what's going on. None of the story matches. None of it fits. But none of it matches. None of it fits. It's got all the classic telltale signs of a staged event. They're power grabbing with all this legislation and police state and now saying you're going to have to all have anti-terror insurance. The insurance companies run this country. Oh, got to have government health insurance. Got to have the terrorism insurance. Got to have, I mean, this is indentured servitude. This is slavery. This is the takeover of society. You've got all this, and now you've got the senator coming out saying, well, he saw the intelligence that agencies knew about this and did not warn people or stop it. Really? WSB-TV, we have that video report coming up. So you've got all this going on. And then you've got these photos here off the high-def video screen of your TV watcher at InfoWars.com/listen. You can see this right now. And I remember seeing the bald-headed guys come over to him, Dan Bedondi, in the press conference. He thought they were Secret Service or FBI. That's what he said on air. We had him on that day when he took over the three press conferences. By taking it over, just bringing up real questions. Why was there a drill? Why are you covering up the drill? And is this a false flag? I mean, governments have been caught false flagging over and over again. You've got to ask that. They is now confirmed. It's the same guy. We've even got photos of him with the president in the same tie. It was the Secret Service of the president who's trying to get law enforcement authority across the country outside their jurisdiction of counterfeiting and protecting pustuplate, or whatever the name is. I'm trying to remember the proper name. It's POTUS. That's right. But here it is, ladies and gentlemen. Here it is, ladies and gentlemen. There he is, right there, and bugging his eyes out at Bedondi, who's right there, and this other Secret Service agent, and they basically, you know, were threatening. I mean, look at this look. Just the craven. You're not going to ask questions. That is so much evidence of a cover-up. And Bedondi said, you don't scare me. This government's criminal. We know you did it. So that's what he reportedly said to him. And look, the look of craven power, he's not scaring Bedondi, goes out of his face real fast. And there he is with POTUS. POTUS. There he is with POTUS. What does POTUS stand for? Pus. Orb. How do you spell out POTUS? Oh, it doesn't matter. We'll fix POOTS. Anyways, phony occupying office of presidency. Okay. Of the United States. There you go. Here, go back to this. There is POTUS. with the Secret Service guy, again, acting all powerful and manly. Because that's what it's all about, just acting manly all the time. Acting powerful. And there's Michelle right there leading everyone.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it. With nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
All right, folks, Alex Jones here back live. Thank you for joining us. I tend to, when things get really stressful, go into kind of an automatic defense mechanism of making it all a big joke. I think that's a natural thing that people do, kind of a gallows humor. It actually freaks me out really bad that in America, and we're going to get Dan Badani back on at the bottom of the next hour. He talked about it last week on Wednesday and Thursday and Friday when he took over the three press conferences with real questions. And the rest of the compliant lapdog media, just didn't look into the drill that's on record happening, didn't look into prior knowledge, didn't look into stand down, now being confirmed, didn't look into these guys having multiple aliases and allowed to travel to areas where the West is funding terrorists. They were, reportedly were radicalized by people on State Department CIA payroll. Just like Al-Qaeda runs Libya and Syria, the takeover. We've now got to give our rights up and get terrorism insurance, they're calling for today. That's in CBS News. CNBC's also covering it. We've got to do all this because more people on government welfare, government assistance, government protected, it's all coming out. Just like the shooter at the Aurora situation, always has government ties just all around them. Turned out the Unabomber was CIA, was an MKUltra. L.A. Times, federal court documents, came out in his defense. I mean, can there just be one bomber who isn't CIA? But see, I am cursed with being informed. It is. Because I have to sit here and be attacked. But I haven't even gotten to this yet. I mean, of course, most talk show hosts would open their show with it. And it's just so bizarre. I don't even know what to say. Now that I had time to think about it, because BuzzFeed's always calling here and emailing and asking and asking. And so I said, okay, I'll talk to them. And they took out of context what I said. Because they call up and they go, the Associated Press is reporting that he was in InfoWars, an Alex Jones listener. And I said, okay, and I pulled up AP and I said, okay, I'll talk to him because I wanted to get a statement out. And I said, look, there is a slight chance they could have been listeners because so many people are listeners. And instead, they edited it to sound like I'm an egomaniac. Well, everybody's a listener. I was simply saying, okay, there is a chance. I can't say there isn't a chance because we do have a wide listenership. And plus, the aunt's a listener, and she says some of the other family is. But I said, the fact that this guy you're just talking to over in Dagestan and others are saying, Alex Jones, I said, I've seen this time and time again when it turns out to not be true. And I mean, they got some of the quotes in there. You know, the best article put out was by BuzzFeed. Others totally clipped it where it was like, bombers influenced by Alex Jones. They did it for Alex Jones. There's got to be 50 articles out. I don't even have time to look at them all. I mean, look at some of these. Look at some of these headlines here. Gawker, accused marathon bomber influenced by InfoWars. Bomber influenced by InfoWars by Alex Jones. Here's another one. Tamerlan believed in basically every conspiracy theory, but Alex Jones. The AP headline is bomb suspect influenced by mysterious radical. And then InfoWars is in here. It's like, oh, who's the radical? Matt Drudge tweets kind words for Alex Jones. One hell of a broadcast in such homogenized media. And then they try to go, oh, look, he's supporting the guy that supports the terrorists. Yeah, I mean, it's just no end to it, ladies and gentlemen. And I told you, and you all saw it, every show on CNN, MSNBC, CNBC, you name it, it's going to be a white guy. It's going to be a Tea Partier. It's going to be a gun owner. And they said, ladies and gentlemen, an arrest has been made. Axelrod, who said big news tomorrow, White House. You know, they're planting the media. They're surrogate. They're sheep-dipped minions out of the White House directly into the so-called media. I mean, half the pundits now on CNN are former White House. Same thing on MSNBC, or maybe more than half. And what do they come out and say? Oh, they made the arrest. You right-wingers are going to get it. Oh, you did it. You did it. And oh, right-wingers are probably mailing rioting to pro-gun people. Yeah, right. And then, oh, the White House has got something suspicious as well to act like they didn't do it, to act like they weren't involved. Yeah, there it is. Alex Jones, InfoWars founder, comments on Boston bomber visiting his website. So that's the new guilt. You know, maybe go look at their hard drive. They were visited Huffington Post. Well, it's their fault. They were big Obama supporters, reportedly. Trendy, kind of liberal type stuff. It's all your fault, Obama. Well, and again, why would they send the Secret Service? Why would they send the Secret Service to the third press conference to go over on the feed before they, you know, went to the press conference itself to come over and threaten Dan Bondi? And again, we actually have the high-def video. Listeners pointed out these guys are Secret Service. They wouldn't identify themselves to Bondi. They just threatened him. There's Dan Bondi. And there they are. Everybody saw it coming over and getting in his face before and after. And you can see him pointing his finger at him saying, I'm not scared of you, as they got up in his space. So he ended up getting his, and they did not want him handing out photos of, quote, other suspects, which was the government drill. That's why the FBI said, only look at our photos.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Being prepared against possible food shortages and economic collapse is not complicated. Just remember two words. Disaster. Stuff. Add .com after those two words and you've got just one site for all your preparedness needs. DisasterStuff.com prepares your family against food shortages with Linden Farms freeze-dried foods in buckets or Gourmet Reserves freeze-dried food in number 10 cans, both with free shipping. Purify and rid your water of contaminants with a Big Berkey or other Berkey system and get free shipping plus a water level spigot or fluoride filter at cost. And protect your radios and other electronics from EMPs with our EMP Faraday bags, starting at just $5.90. When the food shortages and economic instability happens, be ready with all your stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Just remember two words, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
So I'm going to open the phones up in this hour and the next ahead of Dan Bedondi popping in. And then the always informative Lindsey Williams is going to be coming on with us in the third hour. But I will open the phones up for him as well. I'll do the best job I can. Here is the toll-free number to join us, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. It's a free-for-all. Whatever subjects you want to raise, whatever you want to bring up. But, you know, I'd like to get your take on the younger brother that's supposedly still alive, admits to setting bombs with brother, says source in the Boston Globe, also admits he and his brother Tamerlan were behind killing of MIT officer. So that's the new system in America where, you know, they arrest you, you're walking, they cut your larynx out, and then you're guilty, and then they put that out in the news so you can't get a fair trial. And then everybody chants USA, USA, USA is due process. What the USA is based on is flushed directly down the toilet, like the babies at the different abortuaries owned by the Attorney General do. By the way, Kermit, not the frog, but the abortionist, they've dropped most of the charges. The judge is inexplicably is dropping most of the counts against him. And even the Associated Press, not known for his accuracy or standing up for liberty, had to say, really no reason. Inexplicably. Just, you know, we're talking about nine-month-old babies, you know, just chopped up, put in toilets and buckets to drown, blood all over the walls, all over the floor, just a filthy stench pit. And it all came out because women would go there and get so physically hurt. You know, it was just, I mean, just imagine it. And the demonic ferret, Kermit Gosnell. Unbelievable. House of Horrors, doctor charged with killing live fetuses with scissors. And you got Planned Parenthood in Florida saying, well, no, I mean, we should be able to get rid of kids after the, even after they're born. And that's the Journal of Bioethics came out last year. And people didn't believe me when Paul Watson came out and wrote an article linking to the, they thought it must not be real. But see, just a year later, it's like, yeah, what is the big deal? Death panels are good. Kill kids. See how things change? But here's the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. And we will get you up and on the air. Now, I want to go ahead here and plug some new things that are on the InfoWarsStore.com site. Not only do we have the best products up there at the lowest prices out there in many cases, it also supports the broadcast and everything we're doing. So I hope that you will go to the new Seed Center at InfoWarsStore.com. There's books, T-shirts, films, so many other items, the whole, you know, Health Ranger line of great organic products as well, Interfood. I mean, it really is a huge online, high-quality store, the ProPure water filters. But the new Seed Center has seven different brands at the lowest prices out there. We either match the lowest price or we've been authorized in some cases to go below. But this is the lowest price that we've been authorized. People can sometimes, you know, buy it and sell it on eBay or something cheaper, you know, secondhand. We have the lowest prices on every one of the – this is a year of research. The year goes by quick, and I've told Weldon, find out the best companies, do the research, try them out, talk to people. And finally, a year later, because my crew is really busy, we have the huge Seed Center, seven different companies, and it's all up there. It's all up there. The Family Survival Emergency Seed Bank, the Urban Survival Emergency Seed Bank, the Deluxe Emergency Seed Bank. We've got the Seed Arc. We've got seven different companies out there. The lowest prices, all the different choices to compare. One place, InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free. You get the Survival Seed Vault, the Seed Arcs, all non-GMO, hybrid heirloom. So they have that old-fashioned thing of producing their own seeds in the fruit, in the vegetables, in the different plants, so you can replant the next year. Someday that'll be a conspiracy theory. Mommy, I heard once there were mommies. I heard once women breastfed. I heard once that plants had seeds and grew and didn't come out of a biotech engineering company. I heard once that children could walk and play. I heard once we lived past 20. Of course, it won't even get to that. We'll be replaced with machines and the whole merger with the cybernetic interface if they have their way. It's all public. The end of humanity as we know it, if the global technocrats to the psychopaths on drooling power trips have their way. Things are not going to go the way they think they are because we're checkmating them right now, putting their whole agenda out. So when they try to implement it all, people under mind control will still agree with it and go along with it no matter what happens, but many people will not do that. Many people will go, wait, this was all true. Wow, you know, they're admitting that, you know, 20 is the new 30 and 30 is the new 50 or whatever. I saw those studies out last week, and they're admitting all the neurological disorders and dropping IQs and exploding cancer and the bisphenol A and the hydrofluorosilicic acid. You know, just 10 years ago, I'd talk about this stuff designed to feminize men, hyperfeminize women, reduce your fertility. And they would attack me all over the media. Hey, suckers, the bisphenol A is coming out of most of the products now. They're passing laws overseas. Hey, suckers, countries are banning the cross-species GMO everywhere. You see? Because it came out Monsanto's own laboratory, and cafeterias won't have GMO. And the Queen of England won't have GMO. And the royalty all over the world won't have it. And the communist Chinese leadership won't have it. It's over, suckers. Go ahead, roll all your stuff out, okay? Just because you got a bunch of lemmings that'll go along with you, natural law says just because you've got 50-plus percent begging to be slaves doesn't mean I get to be a slave just because you get people voting to make me a slave. You got that, suckers? You're the suckers that signed on to evil. You can go right back to Hades where you came from. Anyways, we've got the huge seed center, and it'll probably be eight seeds by, you know, eight different brands by next week. But these are the best, the most certified, highest quality, lowest prices, InfoWarsStore.com. This is part of a big rebellion. You want to fight the New World Order? Don't fight with your wife. Don't fight with your husband. Get your kids off television. Get them off GMO. Take care of your neighbors. Forgive your enemies who aren't really evil. If somebody's just dumb and weird, help them out. But if they're super evil, obviously expose them and fight what they're doing. But get rid of old petty grudges that don't matter. Go to the next level. Plant seeds in your backyard. Drink filtered water. Give fruit and vegetables to your friends and neighbors. Get them into planting seeds. Become human again. Get back to what happened pre-technocracy, pre-1960s. Revolt against the matrix. Rediscover your humanity. Just the act of gardening, as I've told you so many times, is so human, the agrarian instinct, that it just activates all these other basic human instincts. That's why they don't want you doing it. Again, Oblivion even talks about that. This is the reality. This is what we're dealing with. Everyone knows these universal truths. What's the movie with Kurt Russell, Universal Soldier, where he finally breaks his programming, gardening? And people make fun of that stuff. Anybody who goes out and digs in the dirt knows what I'm talking about. Anybody that goes and... But Jean-Claude Van Damme had one by the same name. It's a very similar name. It's something soldier. It's a pretty good movie, actually. Pretty good for a B-movie. I love Kurt Russell, man. Oh, I love him in The Thing. You know, there's not many actors I want to meet, and I've met a lot of them. It kind of spoils it. But, I mean, I would love to meet Kurt Russell. I actually had a chance to go to the premiere of one of the Grindhouse movies and meet him, and I didn't do it. You know, it's funny. People you really want to meet or talk to, you don't want to. You know, it's like I know where, a lot of people hang out and go in Austin and stuff. And if I find out some famous person eats at a restaurant, it's just called Soldier, 1998. There you go. And then I almost won't go there because I don't want to run into him. And, you know, it's kind of like Drudge, because what I really admire Drudge, all he's done, trailblazing, having the courage to really expose the New World Order more and more, the first to expose Bilderberg. I mean, just 6-7 years ago, they said Bilderberg still didn't exist in America, and Drudge started posting links about it and broke the blockade. I mean, that's a big deal, and he has courage, so I admire that. And then Drudge tweeted yesterday saying, you know, I told friends privately, because I've been told this by some famous people that have talked to Drudge, they go, you know, Drudge really likes you and says, you know, you're going to end up being, you know, just incredibly, you know, effective and famous in all this. Because he's a smart guy. I guess he can see trends. And I've been told that by a few people. I won't say their names, even though they didn't say it was off record. And then sure enough, he sends a tweet out saying, privately told friends would be year of Alex Jones. Never met or talked to the man, but one hell of a broadcast in such a homogenized media. And, you know, again, I know I could get a hold of Drudge. He knows he can get a hold of me. Because I've actually talked to some of his crew before. I'll just leave it at that. And we just neither one ever try to talk to the other one. Because it's, I understand. I don't. It's almost like it's just you don't want to ruin it. You know what I mean? But if Drudge ever comes through Austin, we'll take him out shooting and for barbecue. I think that's probably the best thing. So you're invited to come to Texas if you're ever driving through on one of your road trips in your Corvettes and want to go out shooting and barbecue, you're invited. But no need to break the silence. You know, it's the opposite with me up here gibbering, streaming consciousness, and then it's just different. I mean, it's the same thing. I know people that are neighbors to Robert Plant. I know his driver. I know where he goes and watches the team he owns, the soccer team, and I have a friend who's become kind of friends with him. because they're soccer fans, and I just would never, if I saw Robert Plant at a restaurant, I don't think I'd go up and talk to him. And again, it's not that I'm even intimidated by Robert Plant. It's just that I like his voice and his music so much over the years growing up with it. It's almost like I'm not meant to talk to him. I don't know how to explain that. See, I'm now digressing. We got all these loaded phones. I said I'd go to your phone calls. I'm so neurotic, I can't seem to do it. Let me just say this separately. I'm on quite an adventure here. I know I'm real. And I know that we're having a big effect and really changing history right now. And having the White House attack us and go after us and dirty tricks and things I won't even get into on air. I know how real this is. And I see people conditioned to go along with it. But we do appreciate your support, spreading the word, because we're going to, you know, risk our lives and treasure and names in this. Might as well try to beat the globalists, you know. Might as well go all the way. I mean, I don't want to fail at this, and I know we can win. It's that idea that we can't win against evil is why evil wins. Every time people figure out they don't have a choice and have to fight back, they end up defeating evil. Because evil falls in and of itself. That's why it tries to sell evil to make you evil so that you're weak, so that you don't resist evil. But when you've got the Secret Service, and the report's going up in the next 20 minutes at InfoWars.com, and we're going to find the videos of the third press conference and, you know, show those so you can match them up to this. They're all over the place online. We'll do a report on Nightly News about this as well. To have the Secret Service come over and threaten Badandi and tell him that he better not ask questions and that he better watch it and stuff and get in his space and have him stand up to him and tell him, you know, that he's not afraid and that he's doing the right thing and he knows about the drill. And then I'll have the drill come out, and to have a member of the U.S. Senate saying that law enforcement agency may have had info about the bombing and in advance and let it happen. Senator Chambliss from Georgia, Saxby Chambliss, is saying that. Well, that isn't a Southern Gentry name. I don't know what is. And a New Hampshire lawmaker says Boston bombing was a government job, and then it's because of me. Now a lawmaker in New Hampshire, I'm going to try to get her on. The social media ramblings of a woman who read about conspiracy theory on InfoWars wouldn't usually be newsworthy, but it's the case. The woman is a lawmaker in New Hampshire state legislature who thinks the government is responsible for the Boston bombings. Three-term Republican Representative Stella Turnblay, I believe you pronounce it, first made her case in a scare quotes saturating Facebook post on Friday, writing to Glenn Beck. She said, just as you said would happen, top down, bottom up, the Boston Marathon was a black ops terrorist attack. One suspect killed, the other one, maybe two, before they even have a chance to speak. Oh, notice they cut out his throat, so that happened. He's walking out of the boat. And then drones are now terrorist attacks by our own government. Sad day, but wake up to all of us. First there was a suspect, then there wasn't. InfoWars broke the story, and they knew they had been found out. And then the New York Magazine demonizes and attacks that. And again, they're all over the news. Tamerlan linked InfoWars conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. Alleged Boston bomber was Alex Jones' conspiracy fan. On and on and on. All because the media, the Associated Press, who said there were WMDs in Iraq and said that there weren't bullets, but then there were bullets. And the Associated Press caught, you know, pushing propaganda a million times. Now just talks to somebody, you know, from overseas and, well, yeah, and I think he visited InfoWars.com. Well, it's my fault. See, I told you they wanted to blame the Tea Party one way or another. One way or another. Who has that song? One way or another, I'm going to get you. I know who that is. It's going to pop in my head in just a minute. It doesn't matter. You just type it into the search engine, it'll tell you. I mean, one way or another, they want to throw it back on us. See, I'm saying they have a history of this. They're the number one suspects. And then there's a drill. And the senator says it looks like they knew and didn't stop it. Duh. But see, I'm wrong because I'm dangerous, because I'm right. Blondie. Thank you. That's what I thought. So this is the type of stuff we're talking about. So, yes, I'm in danger of being demonized, attacked, shut up, you name it. I'm now getting I'm not going to even get into it. The point is that this is real. And if they have a history of it, how do they say it's crazy to go, hey, we should look at who's been caught doing Gulf of Tonkin, Ajax, Northwoods. The government cooked the bomb, trained the drivers, gave them the detonators, let them do it. World Trade Center attack, 1993. Oh, shut up. That's your opinion. No, it's not. It came out in federal court. It's admitted. I mean, it just comes out the 7-7 bombing mastermind was an MI6 agent, and the media spins it and goes, he must have been a double agent. And our government's funding al-Qaeda in Libya and Syria. There's the New York Times, terrorist plots hatched by the FBI, April 28, 2012. It goes on to say most plots were completely created, manufactured, and authorized, and funded, and run, and commanded. By the New World Order, global shadowy corporations manipulating our governments. And of course they run the radical Muslims. And of course they run the police state here. They put radical Muslims in to undermine secular Muslim governments so that they never get a civilization. That's part of the public plan. Clash of civilizations. Strategy of tension. And over here they use the Muslim threat. In every case, the terrorists are on government welfare. They're protected. The government knows they attack us. And the government says, hey, Alex, you're going to have to buy any terrorism insurance now. We're going to put you on a no-fly list. We're going to stick our hands down your pants. We're going to read your email because you're all suspects now. You know what, government? You're the suspect. You're the captured government.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
So, a natural disaster strikes, and out goes your power. You risk losing stored food in electric freezers and refrigerators. Your options: lose all that expensive food and medication, fire up a noisy gasoline-powered generator, or switch now to a propane or natural gas-powered refrigerator from Ben's Discount Supply. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com has a complete line of propane-powered refrigerators, freezers in sizes ranging from a small camper cooler size up to a whopping 21 cubic foot refrigerator freezer or a 22 cubic foot deep freezer, in stock and ready to ship anywhere. Ben'sDiscountSupply.com also stocks a full line of solar powered appliances to get you completely off the grid. Check out Ben'sDiscountSupply.com or call 800-771-7702. That's 800-771-7702. Or click Ben'sDiscountSupply.com for camping, home, or bug out location. Bank on Ben'sDiscountSupply.com.
We don't need no education. We don't need no source control. No dark sarcasm.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Russian mainstream media is now leaking why the Russians called for an FBI investigation of Tamerlan. Zarnev or Zarnaz or however you pronounce it. They are now coming out, ladies and gentlemen. Document cam, please. This is in the mainline Russian news and been picked up all across Russia. Tamerlan recruited via the Georgetown Foundation, Jamestown, U.S. nonprofit. The board of directors of NGOs previously entered one of the ideologists of U.S. foreign policy, Zbigniew Brzezinski, who calls for using terror states up against Russia, was engaged in recruiting residents of North Caucasus to work in the interest of the United States and Georgia. And that's why he had an alias that's confirmed. That's why the family said it must be a setup, because the family are pretty, you know, some of them are some heavy hitter lawyers and people working for oil companies. And this is huge because Kurt Nemo wrote an article on Saturday predicting it would, he even listed the Jamestown group because that's the group they use. And if this is confirmed, and the Russians are saying it is, and of course he had aliases and things, this is a smoking gun of information. So all you've got to do is put Tamerlan recruited via the Georgian Foundation, and it'll come up for you on the search engine. I said I'd go to calls, and I will. This is big breaking news. Ask Kurt Nemo to print me his Saturday article. And there it is. Tamerlan Zarnev recruited via the Georgian Foundation. And Georgia, of course, has been the main hotspot to train Muslim terrorists to attack the Russian-held areas. And again, I'm no fan of Vladimir Putin or what they're doing. That's another tyranny. But the West, the bankers, are funding radical Islam in Chechnya, in Dagestan, in Georgia, just everywhere, to bomb and blow up Russian facilities on the borders and in Russian-held areas like Dagestan and Chechnya. And it's a fact. I mean, these are Playboy guys who thought they were part of a drill, and then that's why he climbs out of the boat, and there's no blood on his neck or shirt. He walks over, and they go, lay down, little baby. Here's a shot. Give me that scalpel. And we, and then they are coming out saying, right now, the younger brother admits to setting bombs with brother, source says. If they've ever got me in jail and they've cut my larynx out, and they just come out in the Boston Globe or the Austin American Statesman or wherever and just say, Alex Jones admits he blew up the Capitol. Alex Jones admits he ran over the little kids. Alex Jones admits Alex Jones wrote a suicide note. He committed suicide. No, no, no. And look, we're the only ones on the trail. And that's why they're demonizing us, and that's why they're demonizing things like DrudgeReport.com, because he's got the huevos to push some of the stuff we're putting out, because it makes sense. And now there was a drill. The senator says there's evidence they knew and let it happen. No kidding. Oh, but I thought I'm the conspiracy theorist. Who stands to gain from this? Who has a history of this? Who's been caught doing it over and over again? I mean, we'd be idiots if we didn't have lawmakers that would take our liberties and give hundreds of billions of dollars in domestic contracts to their own families when there was a terror attack. They wouldn't be doing this. A free country doesn't get rid of its liberties because three people get blown up or two cops get shot. A free country doesn't give in to terrorism. The only people that would tell you give in to terrorism and give up your liberty are the terrorists. Duh. Duh. Why do terrorists stage terrorism? To get a political goal. And what's that? Power. Put us in power. They're in power. And they want to get rid of the Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and they're creating terror attacks. They're manufacturing them. They're provocateuring them. They are funding them. They are commanding them. Hour number two straight ahead. This is incredible news. Of course he was on an NGO. They had aliases. They work for the New World Order.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, We have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.